Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Shibuya! Yeah, Shibuya roll call!
We're 5GMs, we're telling stories, using tabletop games, so check us out!
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from inside the tent. We left off, the kiddos headed down to Wisconsin to catch a Brewers game. A little bit of shenanigans ensued, but nothing crazy. I think we've made our way to Illinois now. And not only are we in Illinois, we're in Chicago. And not only are we in Chicago, we are just outside of, I suppose, a show. Clem, tell me a little bit about the show you've managed to get everyone to.
There was a gay-friendly nightclub called Neo in Chicago that was a, like, pivotal like spot in Chicago for the goth scene, and they just have like various music shows and stuff like that. It was a hangout and venue for a variety of musician artists, including David Bowie, Iggy Pop, David Byrne, The Clash, Susie
and
the Banshees.
All famously so straight,
and you too. I know.
You're just outside of this place. I think maybe you're in that like pause where you're a little nervous to go in.
Oh yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you hear about it, mm-hmm. and you read about it, and you're like, that sounds cool, I'd love to visit one day. And yeah. It's like, well, now I'm here. Javi, you're the cool guy. How do you...
Am I cool?
Me? I don't know. You were a sports guy. Me? Imagine you've gone to, like, clubs and bars and stuff
Me
before.
Cool?
Yeah.
Me cool? Am I cool? I'm
don't
all right.
Let me bring
I'm pretty
up
cool,
the raw
I guess.
Milk.
The what?
Don't
no.
Let me bring up the raw milk.
We're not talking about the raw milk right now.
And then you overturning butter if you need to be humbled.
That was a while ago. Okay.
That was like a few days ago.
And I passed that.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about the raw milk.
Yeah, it was bad. That was a bad time. We didn't drink raw milk. We thought about it.
Yeah.
We were educated on it.
You brought it up a lot.
Speaking of education. Cool.
I can't believe that's where you made the bridge.
What you want? We want to get in?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really done a ton of this, like a little bit.
You
but
just walk like you know what you're doing.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just gonna walk.
You just walk.
All right. I follow Javi's.
Yeah. What order we going?
Instructions.
Oh yeah. I'll go.
Just
I'll go.
Walk.
But just walk.
You want first?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How you just walk and you walk up and immediately someone's like, whoa. ID. You got jeans on. Is that a Letterman jacket?
He's not wearing his Letterman. He's not wearing his Letterman. He might as well be, but he's not wearing his Letterman. He looks
he's
like the kind of guy who has a Letterman.
It. What is that, a flannel?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's
fine. You're a lumberjack.
Oh.
I can chop wood, I guess.
He just kind of froze his brow like, can you?
I have before.
You're a wood chopper?
Not.
Purveyor of wood and chopping?
Not like
actively
right. As a career or anything, but
okay.
I've seen this man chop some wood. All right, he's pretty good at chopping wood.
What are you wearing?
You know, just a regular t-shirt and jeans. You know, just what I usually wear.
Hi.
IDs?
We need an ID to just, like, go in to hang out? Like,
It's a bar.
It's a bar.
That's a bar?
I thought this was just, like a hangout, like, club spot.
So I'm going to get my ID and kind of wrap it in a 50 and hand it to him.
Now, what's this? 23. Nice. Mm-hmm. It's back to you without the 50. It just lets you in.
He's like, all right. Follow in his footsteps. I also wrap it in
a 50?
Yeah.
19. He's just waiting, just looking at you. Oh, born in 1950. That makes sense. Here you go.
Born in 1950?
I just blew $100 on this. This better be fucking cool.
You can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I guess I paid for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Javi, this is the first time ever you straight up don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You like walk because you're like, you fit in but didn't fit in with the drops, right? You walk in and it's like, oh, I don't belong here. Like, yeah. Because you're so masked.
Yeah.
You know? And so you walk in and it's so many people who are so actively free.
Uh oh.
It's like that, like, hands by side. Just.
Mm-hmm. So all three of you make it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great time. We have some 80s synth going. We've got new wave. It's the new wave. You know, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm hanging out. I'm having a great time.
I don't know. I'll get a couple beers, I guess. And
yeah. What about you?
I already dropped $50, so I'm getting cheap beers. I'll be like, whatever the cheapest beer you got.
Do you stay back or do you go with them to go get beer?
I'll go with them to go get beers. I'll offer if Javi wants to come, but
yeah, I'll take. I think I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just got to use it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We'll be by the bar.
Yeah. You guys head over to get some drinks. Mm-hmm. You get cheap beers, you know. They're quick. Oh, yeah. Give you your cheap beers. Javi, you go to the bathroom. What's going on with Javi?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I think it's that, like, he spent so much of his life, like, rejecting this entirely, like anything, like even his dad was like, well, what you listening to Madonna, boy? That's queer, you know. So it's just like so much of it. Then that was like the one bit of himself that he would let, like, he would keep with him, right?
Yeah.
So this is just like, just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And in a way that he doesn't recognize.
Yeah. So you're standing there, you're looking in this mirror, like, you're looking in this mirror, and then you hear like, Javi! And you turn around and you don't recognize this person. And it's like, fuck. Like, you know? Dude, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, dude. Brings you in for a hug.
Yeah, I'm like trying to rack my brain. Like,
they're fully like goth staff.
Mm-hmm.
They have the shit stompers. We've got some really high like platforms on. They've got like spikes. You know, just the fully. Almost a little too goth out.
Yeah.
Dude, like, how are you?
Sorry. You got a lot of makeup on. I don't.
Dude, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you see me out there, catch me out there. I got to get back out with my friends. Have a good time, bud. Here, hold on to these. And he hands you a little, like, fake vampire teeth. And he's like, it's going to be a great night. He's like, just trots out.
He's like holding me. What the fuck is up with these people? Like, what? I gotta go find my friends. I can't be alone anymore. I'm scared. I don't know who that was. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just kind of... I'm holding an extra drink for Javi for whenever he comes back out of the bathroom. But I'm sipping on this beer and kind of just hanging out, looking around.
Yeah. Javi, you come back out. Yeah. Javi is visibly like, ugh.
Hey, you good, man? What are those?
Yeah, someone someone in a skirt and a lot of makeup gave me vampire teeth in the bathroom. And that's not a euphemism for anything.
Oh, that, so like genuinely like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like the little plastic, like...
Well,
see if they fit?
Yeah, have you tried them on?
I don't know if they could... What if they had them in their mouth already?
did you rinse it off?
You were in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom. You could have
I didn't think to do that.
You probably should.
Here, you do it.
They're yours. I don't
want
them.
Yeah, they are yours. They were given to you.
They chose
you. So
they're
yours now.
Well, I don't want to go alone because I don't know.
You just... Here, I have your beer. I'll walk you to the bathroom and then you can wash them out and then...
Yeah, you two are going?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll walk off.
Zeke, what are you doing?
I think I'm just hanging out waiting for them. I'm not really.
Yeah, are you doing like a little two-step? Like, or are you just standing awkwardly?
No, I'm just kind of, I'm like at the bar. I'm just kind of like hanging out. I'm not...
Yeah, you kind of, you sit there. I mean, you stand there for a moment. It's like, man, my friends are gone. Like I said, the synth music is kind of playing. And then you feel like a hand kind of like run up from like your elbow to like the top of your like hand.
Oh.
And you hear like a woman's voice. Oh, like Zeke, how are you?
Oh, hey.
Hey. Also, gothed up. You can't. You're like, do I know this person? You know, like, how have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in like, what, like a year?
Oh, I mean, you know, just working at my dad's shop. Nothing.
Oh,
really.
Your dad's. Yes. How, you were working on the, and then like she kind of like your hand is like flat, right? Like next to your cup. And I think she like curls her fingers into like the like creases of like your hands. Like, oh, the last unicorn. How's that? Like, did you finally get it up and running?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's actually out front.
Oh, really? Yeah. Could we check it out?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. My friends, I don't want to just leave my friends, you know?
We're not taking it anywhere, are we?
No, I just don't want them to come back and then, yeah, it'll be fine. They're weird. I'm sure they'll take a while.
Yeah.
Some
shenanigans. You finish your drink, though. You don't want to leave that out, like, unattended.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. I'll take it all.
Downs it, walks out with this woman.
Cheap beer. I feel sick again. I'm like, oh, that was a mistake.
What was I thinking? Yeah. She kind of just like, I think she like leads you. Like she like grabs your hand like this, sort of like the like princess grab,
yeah.
You know?
And I'm looking at her trying to figure out who she is.
Yeah, like, 100%. Oh. Yeah, she walks you out.
I'm waiting outside the bathroom as Javi rinses his.
Yeah.
I have one full glass of beer and then one like that's like half full now because I've just been kind of waiting here for you to wash these teeth out.
Yeah. Well, I take my time. It's like,
yeah.
I use some of the soap. But...
You get in
I
there.
Know. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
If I had to put these on.
Javi, you're standing here watching these, and then you hear like, whoosh, like someone flush, and then like the door like swings open, and as it does, you see that just walking out, you see like a person walking out of the stall. Mm-hmm. Just make note of that.
Just a normal person.
Yeah. It's just that this person walked up behind you, and you see them in the mirror.
Did I not see that guy in the mirror?
I don't know, Javi, did you or did you not?
Yeah, was your back turned to the mirror or not?
I don't know.
You were looking in the mirror, because remember, you were standing like, fuck, like looking at yourself in the mirror, like stressed out. They walked up behind you and said, Javi, would you like to roll brains, maybe?
Yeah, I would like to roll brains to think about that. No. It's a two. I mean, I haven't, but I'm not going
to
use it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think there's a moment where you're like,
whatever.
Yeah, just keep watching.
Watch the thing, finish up.
You're standing there, and you see... Someone matching the description that Javi said, like, oh, like, you know, skirt, you know, a guy.
Just dressed up.
Yeah, and he's, like, walking, like, you know, talking to people, touching people, yeah, like, just chatting it up. And, like, every once in a while, you'll see him, like, hand, like, you know, the fake, like, fake vampire teeth, put him in someone's hand.
Oh, that must have been who.
And then you see two other people doing the same thing.
Interesting.
Exactly the same. And I want you to make a brains, please.
14?
Yeah, with the 14, you pick out that they are not only... Like, it's not only like it's like rehearsed, but it's almost like they're moving it identically. It's very odd.
Huh. You see, for a split second, she was feeling real left out. And then I think she thinks that and is like, maybe I'm not feeling too left out right now. I think I'm just gonna stand there waiting for Javi still.
Javi, you finish up, you walk out.
I think I cleaned them, but I'm not sure if I want
to
put them
in
my
all
mouth.
The crevices?
Yeah, I use soap, but I'm not sure I want to put them in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
But I have them.
Yeah.
Do you want them?
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They seem up your alley.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You do this kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, but, yeah, you know.
Like, not in, like, a weird way. It's, like, it's what you do. I go with the thing again.
Yeah. It, like, clicks. They clink against each other. Yeah, let's go back to the bar and see what Zeke's up
to. Yeah, we're going to cut away real quick to Zeke, who's gotten led outside. So she leads you straight to the last unicorn. I would like you to make a brains roll, please.
Okie dokie. I know where my brains. T10. 4.
And there's just for just a moment, it occurs, you're like, did I tell her where the last unicorn is? But then you're like, I must have pointed it out.
I did say out front.
Yeah, so. But it is. She walks you directly to it. There's not even a moment of hesitation. Not even like a scan to be like, where's the last unicorn? It's like, there it is. Just walk straight to it. But like you said, you have it. And you just go along with it. Like, wow. She's looking at it, like touching the side. She's like, could I check out the inside?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh. You have the key or something? Like, what?
Open up.
Do you open the side door or do you open the back door?
I open the back door.
Okay, yeah. So you open the back door. Are you going to get in first or are you
letting her go.
Okay. Yeah, so she climbs in and she's like, oh my gosh. Like, she's like, do you like live in the van?
Kind of, not really.
Not really?
We're on a road trip.
You
know, Clem and Javier.
Your friends, Clem and Javier. Yeah. And like, she's going to reach down and like touch your shoulder. And she kind of like rubs your shoulder. But she's like, oh my gosh, like, how's Javi? Like, is he decided he's going to go to college after all and play basketball? Like, I know he took the first year off.
I don't know, honestly. He seems to be kind of weird, wishy-washy about it.
Yeah, and like, Clem, and then she like kind of, she pulls her hand off and then moves it like down your like tricep and then to your like elbow. She's like, and then you see it's almost like she's like pensive or pondering as she's holding onto your arm. She's like, oh, and Clem, like, you guys are on the way to, what school is it again? I forget what school she wanted to go to.
Yeah, you're going to MIT.
Oh, that's so exciting. It's so promising.
Yeah, you're super smart.
Yeah, and you guys are just like driving out here, no parents. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's been a lot of weird stuff has happened, but you know, it's been very up
weird
and down.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. The last unicorn, he probably saw there was some dents in the last unicorn.
I did notice that dent out front.
Yeah, we've been through quite a bit. We hit a seal? No, we hit a car.
You hit a car?
Yeah, because a seal. It was a whole thing. I don't remember. It was weird.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Would you mind, like, showing me, like... could you turn the car over for me?
Oh, I mean, sure, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't want to leave, though, because, like, my friends are still here.
I just want to hear her purr. And she, puts her hand on your shoulder and squeezes a little.
Yeah, so I'll go in and I'll... Then I'll hit it to get it to go. Like, sometimes you gotta hit it.
As you pass her... Like, right as you're, like, sitting down, you hear, like, the back door is, like, thoom, thoom, just close.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'll hit it, and it starts going. Like, see, sometimes you gotta hit it.
Oh! Sometimes you gotta hit it to get it going. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna come back to you guys. The two of you kind of have your little meandering conversation and walk over to where Zeke was. Gone.
I guess...
Is he all right?
Yeah, I just kind of scanned the crowd to see if, like, maybe he got taken, like, further in.
Yeah. You guys don't see him?
He was right. I'll just ask the barkeep, the bartender, like, hey, you see a dude in a leather jacket and a bandana?
Yeah, long hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he walked out with some chick. I don't know, she's, like, newer here. Haven't really seen her before, so.
Oh.
They headed out front, I think. I served a
drink. No, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, you're good. Thank you.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, we got to stick together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch if he said when he'll be back or is it?
No.
Is he just grabbing something?
I'm not sure. They just walked out.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Let's just go. Maybe he left something in the car.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Possibly. Yeah.
He's walking out that way, or he's just waiting.
Well, if I think he just left something in the car,
I don't know if I would think it anything immediate.
No, truly.
Danger,
yeah.
like
and
so
a chick's
genuinely.
Involved, that's another.
Yeah,
my
that's
business.
What I'm
that's
saying.
Bro, he got his.
I like, and there's a chick. Like, listen,
I'll tap
I get
him up
it.
Later.
I feel bro code. You're like, no, we gotta like let it.
Like, yeah, he probably just left something in the car. Like, you know.
Convinced that you're getting Clem to stay inside.
Yeah. Like, we'll just meet up with him in a second. Probably.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. He's just probably grabbing something. He'll be back.
Yeah.
Like right now, there's like so. Genuinely no real like concern.
No, truly.
Like I noticed something a little weird, but
and I don't notice a damn thing. In fact, everything here is weird to me right now.
I think that Zeke, she's like, wow, like you know, sometimes you gotta hit it to get it going. And she kind of leans forward and like reaches over your body and like grabs the seatbelt and like pulls it over you and buckles you in.
Oh, okay. I don't feel comfortable like leaving my friends.
Oh no, we're not going anywhere. I just don't want you to move. And then you feel like her kind of grip the sides of your arms. I would like you to make a. I want you to make a fight.
My fight's not good. I'm a soft boy. Oh, I got 7.
Oh yeah. So very quickly, you're like, Oh, that's not good. Like it's yeah. is it goes from like being like kind of hot to like, why are you so strong? and like with a 7, you go to lift your arms and you can't move them from the side of you. And she goes, where are you going?
Oh, you know, it's a little stuffy in here. I think maybe we can get some air.
Oh no, I think it'll be fine.
Oh, what's your name again?
Oh, that doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
My friends will probably come looking for me pretty soon.
Oh, yum.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah, you know, and my friend, good at fighting. They're both, the little one, she's real scrappy.
Ah, yeah. Are they going to use the shotgun in the back on me?
There's no shotgun in the back.
Oh, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That would be bad, driving around with just a shotgun loose in the back.
Oh, that would be bad. A shotgun given to you by some strange old man. Ugh. You know, I don't think they'd want to ruffle any feathers because, oh, God forbid the police show up and three teens have a shotgun that's not theirs with the numbers sawed off.
Oh, are you robbing me?
Oh,
like what's
in a sense?
In a sense,
yeah, in a way.
Look, I got like some cash.
Make
that's
another
not
fight.
Much. A fight? Mm-hmm. Oh no, my fight is 5.
Yeah, you're now. It went from like you like because like you know when like early on in someone like when you're wrestling with somebody and you're able to like hold them off for a second, mm-hmm. and then when your muscles finally give and they like slam into you, yeah, you're now kind of getting crumpled in. Oh. Like you've lost, like there's no more muscle tension resisting anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, are you tired already, Zeke?
No.
I thought you might last a little longer.
Can I like try? I'm gonna try to honk the horn. To
yeah.
See if that starts. I'm just like no, my really, knee or something.
How do you want to do it?
Oh God. I guess another fight. I'm just gonna like.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do another fight.
7.
Yeah. For a 7, not trying to escape, but trying to like get your knee up and slam. You just hear the little. Like you get a little honk off. And I think you guys are outside and like it's loud in here. You guys are at the bar, which is a little closer to like not the entrance, but like, you know, like where there's the open door. And I need you guys to make. I'll let you decide what rolls you make to maybe hear.
Yeah, probably a brains.
Yeah.
That seems like the perceptive.
Yeah, like how open are my ears? Ooh, that's a 5. I don't have any tokens right now.
I got
right
a
now.
3, but I will use a token.
Okay.
I got a
you
5.
You can get a token since you failed.
Oh, it's a 2.
Zeke.
Understood. Yeah, Zeke, you're slamming on this thing. Yeah, and she's like, oh, don't go and do that now, because I will break your leg.
Oh, okay. What do you want?
You.
In what way? I don't have anything.
Oh, you see, I'm hungry. And unlike my friends, I don't want to wait.
Well, we have snacks. You want a snack?
Yeah, I do want a snack.
Oh, I mean...
So Zeke,
yeah.
Again, either I can break your leg and it's going to suck the whole time, or I just get it over with. You just close your eyes.
Okay, am I in danger?
Is a snake a danger to a mouse?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, the power of Christ compels you.
Are you religious?
Yeah, he grew up fairly religious.
I want you to give me a charm roll.
The power of Christ
compels you.
Nat 20,
roll
baby.
Roll again, you
Jesus, Jesus is on my side. Jesus is going to come down and fight this vampire for me.
I'm 3, so you got 23.
Yeah,
so I think as you're like,
Jesus Christo.
So I think specifically what happens, she like goes, like towards your neck, and then you're like, why would you say something so unsexy as that?
Because I love Jesus and the Guadalupe.
Shut up. Zeke, shut your mouth.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I didn't really pay much attention in church. I'm sorry.
I can tell.
Look, I'm doing my best.
Our Father, who art in heaven. Yeah. As she's getting closer and closer to you. hallowed be thy name. And then I think she's gonna let go of one of your arms and like grab your hair, like grab the like back of your hair and like tilt your head back.
Bro,
she's opening up her mouth. What would you like to do? You have a free arm.
Yeah, I'm just gonna start hitting the horn again. Like fast.
Okay, I need you guys to. We're gonna hit bullet time real quick. Yeah, okay. Go ahead and give me some rolls.
Bro, this would be so hot if I wasn't getting murdered.
I mean,
it's a little hot.
Yeah, look. I mean, out of all the ways to go, this is probably one of the best.
Okay, 19.
Definitely. Yeah, you hear the burr, 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 like rapid horn succession.
6.
You don't hear anything.
Hey, I think I hear the last unicorn horn. Like.
Oh, really?
Like.
Burr, 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 burr.
It sounds kind of urgent.
Oh.
I
guess I could go check it out if it seems like urgent. Like, you're good. Like,
I'll
go.
Are you sure?
I'll go check it out. Yeah. I'll go check on him. It's like thinking. Okay. Cause I'm like, Clem doesn't need to see that. If something's up, I'll just check it out. If everything's good, like, whatever. Okay. I didn't see anything. Okay. So, like, that's how it is.
Yeah, Javi, you're heading out. Yeah, you kind of. Are you walking fast? Or just walking.
Yeah, I'll walk fast. I want to get it over with.
Yeah,
because if I'm, I want to see my boy getting some. I don't need it. I don't need to be.
All right, I'm gonna give you one last action before Javi gets out here. You slammed on the horn a bunch. You have a free arm. Her eyes are closed, but it's at this point now you see it because it's less like her mouth is like really, really wide, and it's just teeth.
I'm gonna reach and grab the pennies that I remember when I threw it back and just throw it in her mouth. And be like,
yeah, you throw it. Go ahead and give me a fight for that one.
Okay, here we go. 6.
Yeah, you fucking slam pennies in her mouth and it just kind of like moves her back. I think immediately like the bag hits like her teeth and like just kind of like scatter shots and pennies are falling. And she's like spitting pennies out.
Ooh, bad.
You, Javi, get outside as you see pennies kind of go flying and then she. Like a mouth inhumanly like open and move. Almost, it's almost like a snake trying to spit coins out of its mouth. And you see Javi outside.
Javi!
She still has your one arm though.
She's a monster!
I think he doesn't think about the shotgun at all. It's hands.
Yeah.
it's running over the door and just,
Which door are you opening?
Because they're on the driver's side, right? Mm-hmm. They're both on the driver's side? Or is she in the passenger?
She is behind him and has been leaning forward. So you cannot see the rest of her body.
Okay, then I'm going for the side van door that goes, you know that one?
Yeah.
The big side door to
open it. So now you see, so as you're like lunging in, so her feet, so her hips to knees are on the ground and her feet are kind of like, it's like someone's like in like prayer position, mm-hmm. but her body is like contorted and stretched around. And you see that one arm is holding Zeke in place as she like whips her head around at you. Yeah, you know you're gonna attack it.
Okay.
Yeah, roll fight.
Okay. I only have a D6, guys. Just so you know.
Oh.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting First Contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many-Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
Six.
Roll again.
Four.
Six plus four plus one.
So 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you jump up and like you hit her in the back of the head and her face like slams forward onto like like a front of the car and like and her body, like her back legs like slink up back to her so she's in like more like a more like collected yeah. human type position. Your arm is free for the moment. You see that you just have like really, really bad like an imprint immediately. Like it's purple immediately.
Oh, I'm going to roll out of it.
Yeah, you can pop out the side, like your door. Uh-huh. So you pop out your door, do you close it behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you slam it. He's gotten out.
I close the door in yeah. front of me.
The two of you close it. Back to you really quickly.
Hey, I'm in the club all by myself. Yeah. I'm sure this could be nothing bad.
Yeah, and so you
I'm
see.
I'm kind of like, just like, kind of like anxiously tapping my foot
yeah.
as I'm like waiting.
Yeah, I think you're doing that. And two of the people you saw walking around doing the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, hey, how are you? And they're going to, one of them's like reaching their arm towards you. What would you like to do?
Fuck, I saw something weird earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna pitch something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll like a flight to see if my body like instinctually
yeah,
like tries to dodge
no,
it?
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, just instinctually, because like my brain's like there was something weird earlier, mm-hmm. and like I can't be 100% certain that like it is, but like my body's like
no, I 100% agree with you.
Okay. Six.
Okay. Yeah, because your alarms are up already.
Yeah, because I'm already like, there might
yeah.
be something weird
so
outside.
She's
like,
going like, oh my gosh, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. Like, you know, how are you? And you see she's like prepping to say your name. And then you kind of like weasel your elbow mm-hmm. away. Like, just a soft move. And she like whiffs at it. She goes,
I'm sorry. I don't know if I don't. She's like looks really like puzzled at this like girl.
I think, and she's looking at you like, and she's like, "Yay! No! We met at and she's kind of like, "Come on, you don't remember?" And she's like reaching for your shoulder,
trying again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, it's not something that I think I'm consciously doing, but subconsciously, I think
Stop
my body's
touching
like,
me. Yeah.
Whoa. You know, unfortunately, my mom was really big into being like
superstition.
Don't
yeah.
do that. No, strangers, big no.
Yeah.
An eight.
You shirk your shoulder again. She's like, oh, we met at... I don't remember where we met. I swear, like, I know you, though.
Oh, really? I can't seem to, like... I don't know. I just can't seem to peg your face. Like, I don't
so
I don't know where
at this
I could've...
point, she's talking,
oh,
and the
God,
other one is sort of
two.
Beginning to, like, circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it that sets off, like, basic animal alarms.
Yeah.
So you're, again, it's in the back front of your mind. You're mm-hmm. like, something's up. Like,
yeah.
you feel the hairs stand up on mm-hmm. you, but
lizard
it's not.
Brain shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Clem, it's lizard brain, to being like, I'm being hunted.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you know what? Maybe we got you confused for money. We've never seen you here.
Oh, I, you know, visiting, heard a lot about the place.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, we're fairly new to you. We've been here like one or two times, maybe.
Oh.
We wanted to give you these, and they pull out like the little mm-hmm. little plastic case. Like, hey, you want to hold on to these for us? We're doing like a little raffle at the end of the night.
Could I make another flight roll to try something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You two are about to come back in right now.
Yeah, this is gonna be really. This one was a five.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to try to do?
I want to go, oh my god, I love this song. Put the two glasses in her hands and slip away to the, like, where the dance floor is.
100%.
Yeah.
You do that.
I'm like, oh my god, I love this song.
She's like, oh, huh? And I think she moves instinctively, like, glasses.
Yeah, and I slip away.
Yeah. You threw pennies and the bag exploded, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You slip away off into the music. You as you like kind of like wiggle your way up, you see David Bowie's performing, but it's like low key, like, you know.
it's really low key.
Yeah, and everyone's everyone's used to, like, oh, David Bowie, and he's just like, just for tonight, you're up with the other goths.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, oh, I'm good here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're with the herd of cows. Yeah. You know? Okay. Like, me and the other, like, we're solid right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I just hang out right here.
Do I want you to make a brains roll while you're there?
Okay. 16?
Yeah. You see those two, the glass has been put down.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those two girls are kind of like circling the dance floor, like the dance pile mm-hmm. that you're in. And then you see the one guy doing a similar thing. And it's like, that's odd that they're not joining in and that they're circling. Yeah.
And it's David Bowie, so what are you doing?
David Bowie, why aren't you dancing? You two, as you're running in, I think you, like, maybe glance back, and you see her, like, it looks like she's, like, hunched over, and she's, like, picking stuff up.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys run inside. You don't see Clem.
Oh, no.
What do you guys do?
The goth baddies got her, too.
Uh-oh. How many do you think are in here? Like, grabbing him by the shirt, like, how dude is like.
I will say, I do think Clem might be a little bit more noticeable than the rest of them, because her goth outfit is a more simplified version, because she's, like, farther removed from a main goth scene.
Uh-huh.
And so hers isn't as, like, elaborate and such. Like, she doesn't have, like, the stark white makeup and all of that stuff. Like, she's a lot more plainer, I guess, in comparison.
She stands out in the fact that she's less goth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's goth, but, you know, in standards here, she's not goth.
I think you're right. And I think you guys do, like, a scan. It takes you a moment, but you're like, Clem. And she's, like, in, like, the sea. And you're like, is that David Bowie?
Yeah. I was about to say, is that David Bowie?
Love that guy.
Oh, no way.
He's kind of cute. And, like, a weird way. Anyways. Clem.
Yeah, so you see, like, Clem, David Bowie. People, and then
there's a lot happening. Right,
there's
now
a lot going on. I want you both to make brain rolls, please.
Oh no, I've got donkey brains.
6, 5.
I'm gonna spend them. I got a bunch of them, so I feel like I should use them. 9.
A 9. You notice that there are three people almost circling this the dance group. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird. You, the guy that you talked to in the restroom, who's also kind of circling, but you don't notice the circling, begins walking, like, beelining to you. It's like, Javi, dude, a couple of my friends were trying to talk to Clem, and she, like, ditched them with your guys' drinks.
My alarm flags.
We gotta go.
Up.
I'm sorry, man, but we gotta go.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You gotta go. David Bowie just got on. Like, what are you guys talking about?
I know, and this upsets me a lot. But
yeah, I don't think you guys should be going anywhere. He's gonna grab your arm.
No, I think you should probably get out of here too, man. There's some weird people here.
Yeah, I think there's some bad people here.
Oh, you let him touch your arm, yeah? Or are you gonna try to move?
I'm gonna try to, like,
back
up.
Yeah, can you roll a flight for me?
Oh no, that's my worst.
2.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll again. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a bunch of.
He has so many.
A 1.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
3.
All right. Yeah. He managed to grab your arm, and he was like, no, you get. And he starts, like, squeezing a little harder.
I'm just going to be like, we've taken on one of you.
Actually,
what?
Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you roll a grit, please?
10.
You know how you, like, compartmentalize stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, your little like brain compartment? You're suddenly in there again, like you were in there in your dream a couple nights ago, and you see, like, him standing there.
Oh.
He's like, how'd you do this?
I just built different.
Let me out. You see that the two of them are just like, just standing there.
I'm gonna go get Clem, and I just, like, alright.
You hear, like, echoing, I'm gonna go get Clem, and you feel like it's, you know when you have, like, a dead leg and someone touches it or something? It's, like, distant. Uh-huh. It's that. You feel, like, the tap on your shoulder, and you're like, okay, like, I'm not, like, I'm there, but I'm not there, and I'm in here, and he's in here.
I'm gonna be like, no.
Let me out right now. If you let me out, we won't eat you and your friends.
You promise?
I promise. You guys can leave. You let me out.
I'm going to look around. Is there, like, a door or something?
Roll a charm. Let's see how well you can handle this kind of thing.
18.
You were like, you have this moment of like, oh, I can let him out whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust him?
I'm gonna look him in the eyes and be like, I mean, I don't think I really am. I'm gonna be like, well, what are you guys?
That doesn't matter. A lot of names.
So, if I let you out, you'll let me and my friends leave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll let you leave the club. Yes.
Is David Bowie a vampire?
That's a stupid word. And no, David Bowie's not a vampire. If we're lucky, we'll get to eat David Bowie.
Okay. So, I'm going to put out my pinky, be like, well, pinky promise.
It's not even a real pinky promise. We're in your brain.
That's a good point. But I feel like we need some kind of thing to agree on, you know, man to man, you know?
Right. So again, I'm stuck here somehow until you let me out. I think that's enough to agree upon.
Yeah, but I still want some kind of like physical, like a fist bump in the minimum.
What do you mean you took one of us on?
Well, one of them was really interested in my car,
mm-hmm.
and she tried to get me, but we were too quick, too fast, too strong.
Where's she now?
She's out there. I think we roughed her up a bit.
Oh, she's out there?
Yeah.
So how long do you want to stay in here?
As long as we need.
Okay. Sounds like a good deal to me. Maybe I don't need you to let me out.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'm just going to try to punch him, see what happens. See what happens if I punch someone in my brain. I'm just going to be like, katana, katana, katana. And just
yeah,
like,
yeah, katana appears again, Jesse.
I'm like, oh. Well, what happens if I kill you in my brain?
I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what this is.
Can you see the katana in my hand?
Yes, I can see the katana in your hand.
I'm going to like just swing it at him, but not to like just like near him. Just to like.
He backs up like, don't do that. That doesn't feel safe.
It doesn't, but I could. This seems like my mind palace.
Again, how long does it take, right? Like, how long does it take for her to get in here?
How long does it take to kill you in my brain?
I don't know. It's your brain. We're going to quickly cut out back to.
Yeah, I'm like slinging through the crowd
so
to get to.
As you do that, you see. Mm. I think you see Javi start to like kind of slink through the mm-hmm. crowd towards you.
Okay.
But then you see that there was three people circling. Now there was two people circling, mm-hmm. and now there's no one circling.
Great.
What are you doing?
I would like to look around to see if I could see the two folks that, or mm-hmm. to see where they went.
Yeah.
The ones that were circling.
What are you rolling?
Brains.
Okay.
No! I have a token.
Okay.
I'm going to use that one token.
Sounds good.
She's cocked. She was all the way cocked, too. Yeah. How she did that, honestly. 15?
You're able to pin one down. You're like, okay, there's one to, like, the right-hand side. And you know that, like, it looks like they're doing, or she's at least doing a, like, it looks like a pincer move is about mm-hmm. to occur. And cutting the two of you off.
I was going to say, I wanted to roll to go there, get to her really fast.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, okay. Give me, yeah.
Not knowing any
you're
of
athletic,
this,
dude.
Right?
You're good.
Oh, okay.
No, like, okay, roll okay, it. Like, roll okay, but, like, okay, yeah, like, I get like, you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, done. Yeah, I mean, are you more athletic than vampires, right? Like,
nah, that's the question.
To say?
We'll find out right now.
Was that
two?
No, you're not more athletic than vampires.
I'm not faster than a vampire, turns out, and not this
so
fat fuck.
You're going, and then I think you, like, and you see the two girls that were talking to you, and Javi, you get cut off. They're like, oh my gosh, Javi!
No thanks.
One of them's.
You're not a cute boy, get out of my way.
Not interested.
Sorry, they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I think I want you to make a flight roll, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, you have to beat a 15.
Oof. I can't be that on this die unless I, you know.
Explode. So explode.
Go ahead. Yep. Did you throw it away after?
I wanted this.
Oh, okay.
That's a 10.
You go, no. And then suddenly, like, one of them is, like, in your face and just puts her, like, palm over your mouth. And and then like the other arm goes like under your armpit and like across your chest, like kind of like squeezing you. Don't you make a fucking sound. And you see that happen fast, but it's almost like a snake coiling up like an animal. And the other one kind of turns around and like looks at you, and you see everyone just dancing. They're just dancing, yeah. Clem.
This is. Damn it.
fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm a plus three to resist, so. And a plus three to protect, so.
So really, when you think about it.
Javi, can you roll the brain for me, please?
Oh. What did I say?
A five.
Real quick, Javi, you're like, I can tell Clem. Like I don't need words to be able to tell Clem. And you just like look at Clem. Five words. You can communicate five words to Clem as she stands there via your mind.
Monsters gonna eat us. Run.
You look, because you're like, oh my god, my friend. Yeah. You look and you look at his eyes and it's just like, monsters gonna eat us. Run.
Oh, I have a stupid idea.
Go on.
I have the worst stat possible to try to execute.
I'm with it. What's the move?
But I want to try. Okay. This is going to sound really silly, really stupid. And I don't have the stat to execute this, but I'm going to try because we're in dire straits. Mm-hmm. I want to try to convince the crowd to move towards Javi.
Okay.
You know what? Like, I don't know, like, is basically trying to see if I can make the crowd move closer to Javi.
Mm-hmm.
To disrupt whatever's going on over there.
This is more like bumping and everything right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I was like,
mosh pit.
Yeah, and so I'm like,
moshing at a golf party.
Well, you have to get the music to change.
I have to get the music to change.
You have to get the music
to change. I don't know if you mosh at
David
Bowie.
You can make a mosh rap and you have to, because goth people will mosh.
Yeah, no, yeah,
they
100%.
They know the
100%.
Culture. You just have to get the song to change.
And that's why I'm like, I have to charm, but I have a D4 in charm.
And it's David Bowie.
And it's David Bowie. And that's like, I'm like, what song?
Who wants to change David Bowie?
What song does David Bowie have
that
you can mosh to?
That's what me, Kim, is saying.
I mean, David Bowie can cover anything, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
Get him to sing Let's Dance.
You're right. Yeah. I'm going to try to get a chant going of Let's Dance to see if he'll play Let's Dance.
Okay, so I'll let you do this. You'll get two D4s and take the highest. Cause I like the attempt.
Okay.
What?
It's two ones.
Yeah.
It's two ones.
That's beautiful. That's truly beautiful. Do you have any dinosaurs?
No.
Well, here's a dinosaur.
Well,
you. Let's dance by yourself.
Stressed out. So
let's dance. So Javi, you're like, they're monsters. Let's run. Let's dance! We're just yelling. Let's dance.
Like, did it not work? Like, it felt like it worked to me. Did she not get it?
We're all
we're gonna die.
I'll let you do it in another turn, okay? So just give me a moment.
All this right. Is the last episode.
Yeah, this is actually the last.
Come back to Zeke, who has his fucking vampire trapped in his mind palace and a katana. So, how long do you think this is gonna take?
I'm going to swing at him. You try to hit him.
Yeah. Can you roll a fight, please?
Yeah. I just want to see if I can hurt him, you know? Got a five?
He just... Don't do that.
Did it hurt?
It doesn't feel good.
I'm going to do it again.
Here, roll a fight.
I'm going to use a token and reroll. Seven.
Stop. You like give him like a little gash. Like, Stop doing that.
Why? I do it again.
Yeah, roll a fight.
Oh, we got a four.
Yeah, he jumps over that one. What did I say?
Oh, are you gonna let us go?
No, we're all gonna eat all of you.
Like another four.
He dodges that one again. We're gonna eat every single one of you, I swear to God.
I swing again.
Eight.
Oh, I explode.
Roll again.
Five. You like take off his arm. He's like, I can't fucking eat you. We're gonna cut away back to Javi, who's being like almost crushed. What do you want to do?
Not into this. Am I stronger than a vampire? They're dead.
Up to you.
Brawn. That'd be a 12 if that was the case. If that fails, I will use the adversity.
A 12?
Yeah.
You manage to, like, pull her arm down off you. You don't bust out, but you pull her hand off your mouth. So your mouth is free, at least. And, like, you have mobility. Like, she's not tying. Like, she's not holding you down.
Dance circle! I panic.
Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and,
I got inspired.
Here's how we'll do this.
Oh, we're dying, you guys.
I'll let you guys roll charm and combine it. If either of you explodes, you'll both get to roll an extra one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what is your charm?
10.
Oh, I just have
a D4.
D4.
All right. To inspire the crowd to chant Let's Dance, for David Bowie to sing Let's Dance, we're going to need a, I think, 12 or higher.
Okay.
One. Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm getting rid of that, and I'm doing it again. A 3. Okay.
That's better than you've been
doing.
Better.
All right.
Roll.
5.
Thank you.
Even worse? What?
Guys.
Guys.
So you're yelling dance circle. Everyone's kind of looking at you like,
help! Help me! Help me! Help me!
Help me! Are you yelling help me in the middle of the...
Yes! Yes!
I think...
Yeah. I'm just over it.
Roll a charm with advantage.
9.
You're screaming help me. You see your friend begin to just scream help me.
I'm like, help me.
And like, you're yelling help me. You see now some, like, a girl walk in from outside and start like beelining towards Zeke.
Oh no.
Zeke, you're in your mind palace still.
I've watched X-Men. I can do this.
You're having a mind battle with the fucking wizard. You're screaming help me.
Yeah.
And just, shut up, what's wrong with you? And as you're yelling, help me. David Bowie. Part the crowd. Crowd says,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's going to walk down that way. And like, he's just observing the situation. He's looking at you guys. We're going to quickly cut back to you in your mind palace.
I'm going to be like, skylight. And I have a skylight appear, bringing in the sun.
I need you to roll a charm for me to see if you can do that. See if you can handle doing that.
Look.
Oh.
Whoa.
You don't have any
it's
more.
It's a 1, and I don't have any more.
And like, oh, looks like you ran all out of energy. He's going to lunge at you. I want you to roll a what is that? It's not a grit.
Grit, okie dokie. A 5?
You're going to fail unless you want to reroll it.
Yeah, I'll do that. This seems important. Another 5?
You want to do
one
more?
I'm going to do one more.
There you go. Last one there.
Another 5?
Whoa. What is the stats on that?
Here, I'll give you those back because you failed. He lunges forward and like hits you in the face and you like come to as he like yanks his hand away from you. Like, I said I was going to fucking kill you.
Oh, no. I mean, like, Katana.
You're in the real world now.
Oh, no.
So you now see, though, that the crowd has parted. David Bowie is walking towards your friends. You hear the girl behind you be like, I'm done counting. And she's like walking towards you. What do you guys do?
David Bowie. There's evil creatures about. I don't know what's happening.
David Bowie, we need your help.
We have bloodsuckers. And everyone's like, oh. And they all just start throwing coins out.
I'm so pissed. I've never been more pissed.
Not all. Like, you just see a chunk of them just like throw stuff onto the floor, and they're like, "Oh!" Ah, and they just quickly start counting them, and like immediately drop off of you. Same. The bartender's like, "Ah!" and like dumps a cup of rice out. They're all counting on the floor. What do you three do?
Oh, thank you, David Bowie.
What?
He's already back up on the stage. Like, he's already back up on the stage.
What?
He's like getting ready. He's like getting his band ready, and then there's like two people. The god scene. That's one thing you gotta hate about it. Every once in a while, some vampires make their way down here. We kind of got used to dealing with it. You usually learn the signs. It happens every couple of months. It's not a big deal.
What now?
Oh, we're gonna get them.
Okay.
Well, how?
I mean, they're gonna count until they're done, and then we can throw more stuff on the floor. They'll keep counting.
Oh. Cool. Oh. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's like, I'm an accountant, you know, by day. And like, this is what the, they count.
Yeah.
I count. Isn't that weird? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I guess.
I think I need.
Sure.
Yeah. And so like, as they're counting, he like walks you towards the bar. As they're counting, you see one got pushers walk up and just stake one in the back. And just turns to dust. Just walk up to the other one.
I'm going to be like, when he goes to the man that was going to kill me, I'm be like, could I?
Oh. I'm gonna say why not.
Oh, okay. Like, thought you were gonna kill me, and I'm gonna go for it.
And just stab him in the back.
No, I'm gonna be like, if you last left, leave. You wouldn't be dead right now.
Yeah. He dies. Someone stakes the last one. They get you drinks. the night continues on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty common, yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, no, it's like, such a big, like, area.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it pretty, like you know, some of us travel for work and stuff, and we've gone to other bars. It's pretty common, actually.
David Bowie, canonically a vampire hunter.
Yeah, and David Bowie knows about him. He knows about blood. You know, that's why I call him Bloodsuckers.
That makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like the aesthetic. They think that, like, it brings them out. And, you know, they think that they fit in here. And they try to trick us into letting them, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every couple of years, we lose some people. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
But especially the youngins, like, you know. And it's all going to work out. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
I'm very sorry that happened to you guys. We, you know, we should have noticed a lot faster.
Oh, it's okay. It was no harm, no foul.
No. Yeah. It's all going to be good, though. Yeah, you guys got your drinks. Anything else?
No, I think we'll just chill.
I think that sounds great.
You know, thank you guys for coming. You know, this is a place of freedom. We want everyone to be open and happy here. And we can have that vampires are preying on people, you know? Yep. The easiest people to prey on are the people who, like, aren't freed from their shackles yet. And, like, that's the thing is that, like, we try to be as free as possible. Thank you, guys. He just walks back.
Did he imply I wasn't freed of my shackles?
I don't know. I think he implies that all of us were free.
Yeah, you guys get your drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're just going to be chill. I'm not really in the mood to, like, party, you know? I just need to decompress. That was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I fought a vampire with a sword. It was pretty sick, but, like, it was a lot.
Yeah, so what was going on there?
Did you do that?
Yeah, you were just kind of standing there for a good while. What was going on there?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure. Some weird... I don't know. I can't explain it. I think I fought it with a sword.
But you never had a sword?
Yeah. I don't get it. How about let's just be quiet now and just listen to music and...
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's how we play it.
That's fair.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. You guys all kind of just quietly sip your drinks.
Yeah.
Listen to David Bowie. We fade out on Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're going to close out this episode. Yeah, you guys fought some vampires.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think it, we close out here, and then for a moment, we just kind of open back up, like, you guys driving later in the night.
Yeah.
Who's driving?
I think I need a moment. I've been through a lot.
I can drive.
Yeah, Javi's driving again. The coins are, like, neatly collected in little stacks, and then, like they're, like, even putting paper rolls. Like,
yeah.
Like, huh.
Weird.
Yeah, you're driving. You hear, you see, like, bunch of bats fly. Well, that's all.
Yeah,
that's where we're gonna end that.
Wow. Wow.
I'm using goth baddies to try to distract
to
me.
Try to
always
get us.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.